This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here in hour number three of this program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed has gotten himself a plea deal. And you really can't blame somebody for taking a plea deal. Usually, it seems like the smart thing to do. He was looking at decades in prison under multiple felony counts for a non-crime. I think all three of us agree that what he did was not a criminal act and that there was no victim to his act. The teenage young woman who had sex with him for money, she... She knew what she was doing.
Yeah. And it wasn't technically prostitution either, because she only would get
paid her after the fact,
and there was no agreed-upon amount prior.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because it was a sugar daddy website.
Right.
Yeah, truly, truly a sad...
It's terrible.
A sad state of affairs. I mean... If the girl was a virgin or something, that, you know...
Would that really make
a
difference?
I'd be more tempted to think that he was, like, taking advantage of her, or maybe she was, you know, dumb and you know,
I
maybe
mean,
outsmarted
odds,
her or something.
The odds that a virgin is going to sign up for SugarDaddyMeat.com seem pretty slim to
me. Well, that's the thing. I mean, she's a hooker.
Right.
She's a hooker.
Yeah.
I mean...
She went on a site designed... to find men who have money they want to spend on teenage or 20-something.
And now the state of Texas is going to war for her water, virginity or maidenhead or honor. I don't know.
I just want to be clear. I'm not looking down, and I don't think you guys are looking down at that profession, right?
So, no, of course not.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you know, if you're a prostitute, you've probably had sex a whole number of times, and if you've already had sex a whole number of times, any damage it's going to do to you is done.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that, you remember, I remember a story years ago that we talked about here on Free Talk Live where a woman was auctioning her virginity. Do you remember hearing about that story?
Yeah, there's been a few of those over the years.
Yeah, and they go for a very high price.
Yeah,
so
really?
If she were a virgin, she should have put it on her profile on the Sugar Daddy site. She probably could have gotten a lot more money if that were the case. So I think all the evidence suggests here she is in no way, shape, or form a virgin. In fact, I think you said you heard in one of the stories that the woman or the young lady did
claim. A couple times, I think, is what she
said.
That
she had had sex before.
Yeah, she'd used the site a couple times before.
Let's go to Joe.
Wait, she'd had sex a couple times before, or she'd had sex for money a couple times?
It's been a while since I read the story, but this has been an ongoing story.
Because there's
for many
a big
months,
difference between the amateur league and the professional league.
Right. It was something to the effect of, I believe, that she had used the site or had sex with people at least a couple times before.
We got Joe on the line here in Houston. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live watching us on YouTube. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. Take me back before break, because I'm all confused. I don't know how we live in a world where a man pleads guilty still to a felony, has to register as a sex offender, but yet at the end of it, is not a felon.
Yeah, it's a bizarre thing.
Well, he's not a felon at the end of it, because the judge is saying, if you jump through these hoops, I dismiss the charges.
How is there a registered sex offender who does not have a felony record, though? Like
You can be a registered sex offender for public urination if
that's
you do it in the wrong jurisdiction. Yeah, that's not a felony.
Wow.
I mean, that list is pretty haphazard.
So he's on this list as a result of injury to a child, which is not a sex offense, but no. He has to register on the sex offender list.
That's correct.
So this has actually kind of got me off air. It just blew my mind because we were talking about how basically you could get pulled over for driving, you know, reckless driving or speeding or something like that, and the judge could just decide that you're on a sex, you're going to go on the sex offender list.
It seems highly unlikely that something like that would happen.
Sounds highly unlikely, but the fact that they seem to be able to do it because it wasn't a sex offense that he's being.
They're
right.
Doing it as part of a plea agreement.
Yeah,
it's a consent.
So he's right. So he's opting in. Basically.
So basically, may be illegal that they're doing that, but if he sues them for doing that, he's going to upset the apple cart.
Well, right.
So,
they'll say no.
So
you agreed
that's
to
how
it.
Plea bargains work.
They said we didn't do anything illegal because you agreed to it. Basically,
right. Yeah. The whole system is just so absurd and ridiculous.
It's ridiculous,
and it just.
I mean, I'm glad he's not going to be a felon at the end of all this, unless, of course, they VOP him and then he does end up with a felony charge while he's on probation, because it's probably pretty easy to pick one of those up. Joe, did you have any more comments you wanted to make about this?
I'm sorry. My head exploded. I'm trying to put the pieces back together. Just give me a second here. But outside of that, I will say this. I had a debate with a colleague of mine, which I wanted to pick your guys' brains on.
All right, sure.
And that was that they said, I made a mockery of it, but they said that the last Democratic prospect didn't have a chance, i.e. they were referring to Hillary Clinton. And I said, excuse me, the last Democratic prospect won the election. And they was like, who are you talking about? And I was like, excuse me, but Trump was the lifelong Democrat that couldn't carry the tri-state, but ran as a Republican, and still sits in the White House today.
Mm. Well, I mean, there's not much difference to be had between Democrats and Republicans. I mean, they want to rob you for slightly different reasons, but they want to rob you just the same.
Mm-hmm. Rich, that's why you're my favorite, man.
Mine too.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call tonight, man. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting here with us, just go to discord.lrn.fm and jump into one of those rooms. So I'll just reread this bizarre, I mean, can you even call it a sentence? It's like just an agreement. I mean, this isn't even a sentence. It's just a, like Rich said, you're opting in. You're consenting to this punishment for this thing that you did that they are now not charging you for because he was
or didn't do because he apparently did not injure any child.
Yeah, I mean, it's very apparent that he did not injure somebody under 14, which is what this law was that he's pleading guilty to.
Well, yeah, that's one of the weird things. We looked at the statute during one of the breaks, and whereas when you look at the definition of a child in most of the Texas statutes, it says somebody who's under the age of 17, as far as the age of consent is concerned, for the injury of a child or the injury of a child charge, they redefine. Because remember, in legalese, there's sort of the legal definition of whatever word is, and there's sort of accepted legal definitions from like Black's Law Dictionary, and then there's the definition section in any statutes where they can redefine the word to mean what they want. But in a different section of a statute, they can also redefine that word.
Right,
so that's what they did here. They redefined the word child for just that one charge to mean somebody under the age of 14. She was 16.
The age of consent law or the statutory rape law probably says person under this age rather than child. Usually
most
they
of them
spell
use the word child.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Yeah, it's kind of, this just seems so messed up, especially considering that they'll charge, Texas is one of the states that'll charge children with the death penalty, or they did, until recently, at least, if not still.
I think the Supreme Court didn't like it.
I think you're right, but I don't know. It was a fairly recent ruling.
So his original charges, according to the Austin Statesman, were he was indicted back in January on charges of sexual assault, indecency with a child. So this is the title of the charge, Rich. Indecency with a child by contact and indecency with a child by exposure. The injury to a child offense for which he's pleading guilty is a third-degree felony, less severe than the indicted charges. So they had him strung up on a bunch of different sexual assault-related charges, which, of course, again, this woman consented, this young lady consented.
Sexual assault that didn't involve assault.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When the law says you can't consent, then it's always assault because they don't believe that somebody who's 16 can make a decision for themselves, even though they do believe that a 16-year-old can go ahead and drive a car around the roads and work at a job and, you know.
I think the idea, the suggestion or the implication that minors cannot consent is just absurd. Certainly, even a 5-year-old can consent.
We got
maybe
more
not
coming
sex,
up.
But
it's Free Talk
certainly
Live.
Consent.
Now, normally we would have commercials here. I don't know if something's gone wrong at our network studios. Let me double check, make sure we're still connected here. I think we are still connected. So we're just going to vamp here for just a moment. Right now, I don't know. It's unlikely that anyone on the radio is hearing this, as long as the board operators are doing their jobs somewhat correctly at the network studios. And yes, I do see that we are still connected. So there must be something going wrong with perhaps the automation system there, because normally commercials would be playing. So I don't know if this is being heard on the radio right now. We're gonna say this. We know the people on the internet are definitely listening. So we will continue to briefly discuss what we've been discussing, but we'll have to re-talk about it when we come back from the break officially, because there's a chance that most of our audience isn't actually listening. I know what we can do. We can talk about the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. That is where our chatters have been going at it throughout the show here tonight, and they're also there pretty much around the clock over at discord.lrn.fm. I don't think anybody was on your side earlier, Chris, for the first two hours of the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You had no defenders. Nobody in there was saying, oh, give Chris a chance.
Hey,
no, he might
be
onto something.
I'm willing to step up to the plate and be attacked.
Yes, you obviously are.
And, like I said.
And I appreciate that about you.
Yeah.
You will hold a position even if it is wrong.
Even if it's wrong.
And completely, you know,
unresearched. Mind you, I did say, in the face of all peer pressure, fact, reason.
Securely, I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at Edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free if you want to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about Defense Distributed, the Ghost Gunner, or the plea deal that Cody Wilson has agreed to get into that is basically going to turn him into the state's bitch for the next 7 years. Now, Rich, you didn't end up doing... Did you do a little bit of probation? How much did
they
do?
They violated me after 6 months.
Right.
And then basically when we went into court... Because, you know, I'd been telling, like, under list your medications, I'd been writing down marijuana or cannabis every time I went in.
That's great.
And so, basically, my probation officer said, well, this guy's an anarchist, and he's not going to do what we tell him, so why don't you just throw him in jail for a while and get him out of my hair? And I said, yeah, I'm an anarchist. I'm not going to do what you tell me, and why don't you do that? Just do that. So
hey, you told the judge, I'm going to keep smoking pot.
Yeah. So I did 6 more months in jail, but I escaped 2.5 years of...
Probation.
Which
is well worth
to
it.
To me is a win because the problem with probation is a trap. You don't have any rights when you're on probation. You don't have Fourth Amendment rights when you're on probation, which means it's easy to bust you for something else.
They can search your home in most cases anytime
just randomly.
They want. And they can tell you that you're not allowed to use certain substances, and then they can drug test you, and if you're Cody Wilson, you get extra special provisions. According to the Austin Statesman, again, he's been told that if he abides by the conditions of the probation, and again, they don't make it easy, the court will then not enter a finding of guilt, and Wilson will not be convicted of the charge of injury of a child. According to this...
Does he then get removed from the sex offender list, or does he stay on the sex offender list?
He will be removed, I believe, from the list.
He does get removed.
Because he's only supposed to be on it during the probationary 7 years in that case. And... Oh, God, does it have it in here? It must have been the other story. All right, so I will try to pull up just to make sure I get the statement correct here, but as I understand it, he is also not allowed to or must have some level of transparency on his internet usage. So I think he's allowed to get online, but he's not allowed to actually have any privacy, basically. Like, essentially, the government can...
Yeah, they're going to install monitoring software on his computer.
Yeah, that was it. Key logging. They literally are going to use key logging software on his computer.
You know, this is do that to us too. They just admit it. Well, not me. I run Linux, but you know, they just don't. They'll just admit it with him.
You know, what's funny is every time this comes up, this is something that's come up in since the 90s. Does the key logging work within the virtual machine or does it not? And is that a violation? Because there's nothing.
If you open a virtual machine, the question is, will the key logger run?
And does it have to be installed on the host machine, or can it be installed in a virtual machine, in which case it doesn't actually pick up any of your keystrokes outside of the virtual machine?
Is it actually a key logger or is it a web logger?
It seems more likely to be a web logger or recording and access, like they can record and access the screen remotely. But I don't really know what they're doing in Texas and what they did in New York to Bernie and people like that.
So this is from the Ars Technica piece, arstechnica.com. According to the terms of the plea deal, given the text of the document can be hard to parse, in addition to the probation and sex offender registry, Wilson will agree to TCAR, treatment and counseling as recommended by the Department of Probation. You know, that's whatever class they're going to tell him. Don't you go out with a, underage girl or whatever it is they're saying there.
Card your hookers.
And perform 475 community service
hours. That's basically the lesson to be learned here.
And pay a $1,200, as long as she doesn't have a fake ID.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because
it doesn't matter. You cannot use, at the least in the state of Texas, you cannot use the excuse of, well, I thought she was older.
I checked her ID. That's not an excuse.
That's not good enough.
Even if it says she's over 18.
Right. He will not be allowed to have any unsupervised contact with minors, and he will consent to keystroke/remote monitoring by the department, quote, on any type of device he may access that could access the internet. So wow.
Now here's
keystroke
a question.
Keystroke logging.
If he gets permission to visit New Hampshire in that time while he's on probation, is he still prohibited? Is he still
prohibited from what?
Oh, from being around a 16-year-old?
Can she? Can
I suspect
she,
he would be
because in New Hampshire, it's legal to have sex with a 16-year-old, so can he have sex with a 16-year-old?
I suspect he cannot. I don't think he wants to find that out. Hopefully he will not want to find that out.
Bad joke.
It doesn't sound like a good plan.
No, a terrible idea, regardless of whether
but they are going to be up his
sure.
in every possible way they can for this 7 mm-hmm. years. This is going to be a very uncomfortable life for him. He can't have a gun. He can't go online without being monitored by some state agents. I mean, basically.
Oh, who can these days?
Well, but you can try. You could at least try to avoid detection with certain tools.
True.
PGP and all that. But if there's a keylogger on your system, then PGP isn't going to help you because they're going to log every keystroke as you type it into the program. So this guy's lifestyle has been completely upended at this point.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, he cannot use a gun. He cannot go online without being watched. And this guy's life was online. He did a lot of online stuff. He was very visible online. He had a visible Twitter persona, was constantly being interviewed. And Defense Distributed made its name for itself by distributing plans for guns on the Internet. They went to court on a free speech challenge for being able to distribute the plans themselves. He was involved in that court trial, which they were ultimately successful at. They did defeat the government at that particular case. But like Rich pointed out, they make these probationary rules, and those are the special rules. He's still got all the normal rules of probation where they can search your house anytime mm-hmm. they want. If you got a beer in the fridge, it doesn't matter that it wasn't your beer. You just violated the no alcohol provision. So now you're going back to jail. And as mm-hmm. soon as they hit that VOP, that violation of probation on him, he's going to the clink.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be very hard for him to get out of a violation of probation. They VOP'd his ass
all the time. That varies from state to state, but I suspect in Texas you're pretty much right.
Yeah.
Expired toothpaste?
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Certainly in jail they've used it against inmates.
Really?
Yeah. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's on probation, then yeah, why not? Why wouldn't they do it? It's an expired medication is what they consider it.
Wow.
According to one of our chatters in the Discord server, he says, apparently they had enough evidence that this wasn't Cody's first time doing this with underage girls. That's why he pled to a felony. Well,
where's the evidence of that? If they had evidence of that, they would have presented it.
Well, I don't know if that's true. It may be true. But either way, it doesn't matter if it's Cody's first time. They had him dead to rights on this. I mean,
source please, though, on that. Yeah. I haven't heard anything about that.
It's also worth noting that if he had been in New Hampshire or some other state, it wouldn't have even been illegal anyway.
Well, true, you're right.
New Hampshire would have been legal. South Carolina, when I was in South Carolina, the age of consent was 13.
Yeah, he pled to the felony because they had him for a felony.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no way he was going to get out of this charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It's a stupid felony. It shouldn't exist. There was no victim, therefore no crime, but... Yeah, you can't blame the guy for doing this. There's more on the way here, although probation's going to be a bitch.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by My Magic Mud. It is black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay that is clinically proven to whiten teeth. And that's their original product, but they've expanded their line since then into toothpaste and mouthwash, and all their products are completely natural. In fact, that's why they're showing up in health food stores across the U.S., including Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But there's no need to go to those places when you can just go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 to save 20% on your purchase at MyMagicMud.com. Once again, that's coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. As we continue here, it's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio. We've been talking about the tragic story of Cody Wilson, the individual who was behind Defense Distributed. Thankfully, that company is still operating without him at the helm, as he was brought up on multiple felony counts of purported sexual assault against a so-called child. The child in this case was a developed teenager who masqueraded as though she was over the age of 18 when in point of fact she was 16, and she allegedly had some sort of sexual interaction with Cody Wilson after having met him on a website called sugardaddymeet.com. He paid her after the encounter. I believe it was $500 is what he gave to her. They, of course, had chat logs between
Wow. That's a lot of money for a piece of tail.
Is it? I don't know. I don't go shopping for these sorts of things. Is that your? Is that like a lot more than your typical kind of in-call girl that would, you know, come to your house or whatever?
I bet you're not a pretty one.
Craigslist, generally you'd be looking at 200 to 300 from what I can
200 to 300?
Tell. Yeah.
Is that for a whole night or just for an hour?
That would be just for an hour.
Okay. I think they were together for several hours, if I recall. It's been a while since I've read the details in the case, but I don't think it was a one-hour quickie. I think it might have been a few hours that they were together. And, well, the police claimed that she looked younger than what she was, but there's never been any actual, you know, photographic evidence for anybody else to be able to make these decisions for themselves. But either way, she was fully able to make the decision to sign up for the Sugar Daddy Meat website, to decide to defraud the site by claiming that she was 18 when, in point of fact, she was actually only 16, and then to have a conversation with Cody because, again, they had text messages between the two of them. And these are part of the reasons why, you know, he would never have had the success at actually beating this charge, because they had video of him going into the room with her and driving, you know, away with her.
Well,
and
he wasn't expecting her to be underage, so I can kind of understand.
Yeah.
So he didn't try to hide it, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
So they had all the evidence they needed. He took a plea deal. The judge still has to approve the deal, but when all's said and done, he's likely going to be on probation for a term of 7 years. And then if he completes the probation without any violations, which is really hard to do, they won't find him guilty of the charge in question.
I remember when they originally the cops did a press release on it. And
They gloated like crazy.
Yeah, it was very misleading, the press release. And, you know, it was not at all, accurate or,
The whole point was to drag him through the mud.
Right. This is definitely a persecution case. I don't think even if it wasn't a setup, a direct setup, it clearly was being used against him for political
reasons. As soon as the cops got their hands on this witness, then they were salivating. They knew they could get this guy, which is why I still don't believe that it was a setup, because first of all, at least legally, I'm pretty sure the cops can't employ a young underage girl to go have sex.
They're not even supposed to, at least the FBI is not, they're not even allowed to, at least, again, this is, you know, how much they...
Whether they follow their own rules.
Right, I don't necessarily think they follow their own rules, to be quite frank.
Right.
They kind of maneuver and manipulate, you know, things in order to be, well, you know, I thought or whatever, and then all of a sudden it's like, I just transposed two numbers in an IP address, when reality is they intend intentionally, you know, gave the wrong IP address in order to search somebody's house or whatever.
This would be a really hard thing to set up. I mean, even if it was, I think you might have said this earlier, nobody, that even if it was some sort of a really deep operation, like by some secretive federal government organization, it's still going to be hard to employ a teenager who is not of legal age to do things, because eventually that person's going to have to be called to a stand if the person doesn't take a plea deal.
Yeah, and it's a good question. You know, but there's things that they maybe could have done, for example, like until there's actually testimony or evidence, maybe she wasn't actually, you know, maybe she wasn't underage. Maybe it was just a claim that she was underage. You know, like there's probably things they could
do. Until you go to trial, you don't get to actually see the evidence.
So we don't necessarily know that it wasn't, but
further, remember, the reason why the police say they found out about this was because she spoke to her therapist about it. And
well, again,
then the therapist went to the police. According to a commenter on the Ars Technica article, in Texas, everyone is a mandatory reporter of child abuse. Licensed professionals have 48 hours to report, or they risk losing their license. So her therapist had to roll over on.
So if you're in Texas, always think before you talk to your therapist.
We have to back up and remember that everything that's being purported is we're just assuming is true. What we don't know for a fact that she was under 18. We don't know for a fact that she had a therapist. We don't know any of this. This is what's been presented, and you know he doesn't. The
guy, you know, Cody doesn't necessarily know that that's not true either, right?
Well, they may have seen the discovery at this point, right? Because initially they put in a not guilty plea, and, you know, once you can, once you put in your not guilty, you can, you know, file for discovery, and they may have to provide you the evidence that they have. So presumably the identity of the child, or child, the young person in the case would be included in that.
But they're, until they actually get up and testify, they could lie and they could drop the case if it
that's
doesn't.
That's true.
If it,
yeah, it's not evidence until it's under oath.
Right? Like, if he had actually stood this out, but then again, 97-something% of people plead guilty, so, you know, to a lesser charge. So they're, if they were gambling, they could certainly have lied until and then decided to drop the case in order to prevent, you know,
they could have lied on the expectation that they would have gotten a plea deal.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's possible. Let's talk to Ron. He's in Statesboro, Georgia. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, you know, I appreciate what you're doing and telling people about their rights and everything, because I was literally kidnapped and held hostage in the Benton County Jail in Bentonville, Arkansas. And Judge Robin Green granted an unprecedented $350,000 bond, twice as much as attempted murder, for a terroristic threatening charge, which is bogus. State Senator Bart Hester said he never said he was going to do anything to anybody. Innocent, you know, case closed, game over. But I caught John Simpson lying in a probable cause affidavit. I have a tape recorder going and caught
him. Who's John Simpson?
He's the chief of police in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you caught him lying.
He was a lieutenant. Yeah, back then he was lieutenant in 2010.
And did you say he was lying under oath? Where was he lying?
He, in a probable cause affidavit, a sworn affidavit, felony perjury.
Okay.
But anyway, so
you caught the chief of police lying, and then they targeted you?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, it's been an ongoing witch hunt, and now I can't hardly get a job. I've got a fraudulent DWI and public intox charge on my background. And I'm thinking about writing a book. I really am. And it's, it's Walmart International like Headquarters is in Bentonville, Arkansas.
That's right.
I'm going to call it Lawmart.
Mm-hmm.
Low officials lie better.
So how did you out this police chief for his lie?
How did I what? Out him?
How did you out him? How did you reveal to the public? How did you promote?
I haven't yet.
What was the lie?
Do it. When Officer Garrett Penn tried to separate Laura Carlson, that's Detective Brian Parmenter's girlfriend, she and her clique at my son's elementary school, where he raised 1/6 of the entire school during a fundraiser, and they scammed him out of a couple little rinky-dink prizes. And I started, you know, hitching a bitch, you know, because he's 8 years old. He's a little kid. You know, how dare you? And I didn't know it was a cop's girlfriend. My father was a state trooper for 32 years here in Georgia, and my mother retired from a police department 25 years doing clerical
work. Ron, I want you to hang on. We're going to bring you back here for more of this story, police corruption. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthy your heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live brought to you by HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You want to accept cryptocurrency? Are you ready to get started with that? Because it's way easier than you probably think that it's going to be. If you have no experience whatsoever with cryptocurrency, or even if you're old school and you're well-experienced, get on over to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and the folks over at AnyPay will walk you through the process. It's just as simple as installing an app. It's available for both Apple devices and Android devices. And again, it's the AnyPay Take Crypto app. You could just go and install the app and then set it up all within the app, but the HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com is designed to kind of walk you through the whole process, make it as simple as possible to accept things like Bitcoin BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and about half a dozen other cryptocurrencies. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. We go back to Ron. He's calling us from Statesboro, Georgia, and you're telling us about living in Bentonville, Arkansas, when you were targeted by the police, and we're just kind of getting a little bit from you about this story that led to you being targeted. You say that you caught the police chief in a sworn affidavit lying, and then you started to kind of give us a little bit of the backstory, and that's where I got a little bit lost. It was some kind of a school event where your son or daughter was involved, and can you kind of recap that for me?
Yeah. Yes, my son was doing a fundraiser for the school. He raised 1/6 of the entire school. And wow. The PTO moms, believe it or not, scammed him. I thought it was a fundraising corporation down in Little Rock.
Is this one of those things where they go door to door and try to, like, sell popcorn and things like that? Okay.
Exactly. Bars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, one of the PTO moms, her boyfriend was a Bentonville detective, Brian Parmenter. So let me warn America what they do. My father was a state trooper. He told me this trick years ago. They'll take the PVT device that you blow through, and they'll dab isopropyl alcohol on the device and swab it up inside the tube. So when you blow through it, it'll go through the roof. They'll get a false positive.
You're saying that at the, police department, they will set up their device
exactly.
to blow
exactly.
falsely? Interesting.
Don't blow the device unless you see them unwrap the tube and prepare it in front of you. They are faking. They are getting false positives. They are arresting people.
Okay, but hold on. What does that have to do with the story about the bake sale or whatever? Can you keep that going? Keep telling us what happened?
Because I caught the back when he was a lieutenant, John Simpson. I caught him red-handed. I had a tape recorder going in my hand, and what he put in his affidavit. About the arrest. They came to arrest me a week later. It was set up when
okay.
I arrived.
I'm missing something here, okay? I'm sorry. So there was your son who raised a bunch of money through this bake sale thing or whatever. They were selling things door to door. He raised this 1/6 of the gross for the entire grade level or school or whatever. And you didn't tell me more about what happened there. Like, what the PTA did what exactly?
When I called down to the organization in Little Rock, I said, he's a little kid, man. How dare you, And I didn't think it was the women looking him in the face every day at his school. I thought it was some kind of corporate thing down in Little Rock.
And what was it that they had done that you were saying, how dare you what?
Cheat a little kid,
So they didn't give him the prize. I'm sorry. That was the thing that I'd missed. He was supposed to.
I said, in lieu of the prizes, they're having a balloon ride thing, a hot air balloon thing.
So hold on, just to be clear, did anyone get the grand prize, or they just said, oh, we're not going to give anybody a prize?
No, it wasn't a contest. It wasn't a contest. No, it was just, if you sell this many, you get this prize. You have a category. If you sell this many, you get, get to choose from this. If you sell that many, you get to choose from that.
Yeah.
And he sold 1/6 of the whole
But they didn't
school.
Let him get the prize that he was supposed to be due. I see.
Exactly.
Did anyone else have
the prize?
Various different things he could have chosen.
Well, one was a little DVD player. He got that. And then the other two things he wanted. And they extended the deadline just for him. It ended on the Tuesday after Labor Day weekend when the kids went back to school after the holiday weekend.
Okay, so you said he did get a DVD player out of this?
Yeah, yeah.
So he did get some sort of prize. You're saying he didn't get as many prizes as he was owed?
Yes.
Okay, so some of the students, so just to be clear, other students also got prizes. He got a prize, but you say he should have gotten more prizes because he did a lot of sales.
Exactly.
Okay, where does the police chief come into this?
In lieu of the prizes, he's got enough toys. It's not about, it's the principle of the thing.
Sure.
So they got this hot air balloon ride. What if I, go up in the hot air balloon with him,
Yeah,
so they knew I was going to be there.
Yeah.
And when I showed up, they had it set up for me to be arrested. And I've got Garrett Penn, Officer Penn, on tape saying, stay put or you're going to jail. I said, jail? For what? We'll think of something.
I could so see an officer saying something
too. For sure.
I've been in that type of situation, just where they basically were saying the same stuff
again
about
rights,
and just the same kind of logic.
Now hold on, why were they set up to arrest you when you arrived at the hot air balloon with your son?
Because these women, the PTO moms, had scammed a little boy, and I told the organization down in Little Rock. I had a lawyer call down there and send a letter. Fraud and child exploitation. So they called back to the school and told them, this guy is talking about suing the world. He's pissed. So lo and behold, Laura Carlson's boyfriend is a Bentonville detective, Brian Parmenter, and here comes the Bentonville Police Department to the rescue to keep his girlfriend from standing out in the light of day.
Wow.
So you're saying they framed you for a DUI?
And public intox. When I went to court for the DWI, they did the same thing they did the night I was pulled over for two light bulbs over my license plate were out. they couldn't pull me over for my driving, and they were tailgating me, you know, stalking me. I was being stalked by the police. I'm not
absolutely.
Kidding. Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah. Totally believe you.
Yeah, definitely.
We're political activists. We know. We've seen it.
So they pull me over, and a guy, you know, the trainee's on the driver's side, and the other guy, Heron, comes up. Heron's a trainee on the driver's side, and the other guy, Hughes, comes up on the passenger side, and I've got the dash cam video, and you can see good he leans over and leans his head down, and they come to the back of the car. I got a whiff of alcohol. Good whiff of alcohol. They pull me over for two light bulbs over my license plate, mind you. So. Both of my windows on my passenger side were up. They just lied. All we got to do was pull them over. The judges, the lawyers, they're all complicit. It's one big dirty family. All we got to do is pull them over. Any no turn signal, no seatbelt, just anything. Just pull them over.
Wrap up.
It's Ron Fennell. It's open season.
Throw a bunch of charges at somebody.
That's literally how it works.
They're going to take a plea deal. What did you end up doing? Did you end up taking a plea?
I was a mortgage broker, investment advisor, insurance, annuities, tax repair. I've had my life ripped out from under me.
Man.
Now I'm working at McDonald's.
Yeah. But now you're in Georgia. How did you end up leaving Arkansas?
Because people were telling me I was going to go to jury trial because of the video I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I went to the Division of Driver Control, where they put an interlock device in your car, where you have to blow before you can crank up your car, the lady didn't even get through the end of the dash cam video. She said, I've seen enough. You can turn it off. She not only didn't put a device in my car, she wrote up a statement that, in a nutshell, I absolutely did not appear to be intoxicated and that the police were going overboard in their sobriety test and that the device was prepared off camera.
All right. So we're short on time on this, Ron. It's a fascinating story. How did you end up? Did you end up taking a plea? Did you go to trial? How did this end up wrapping up?
Did was it over?
Well,
Georgia?
I pled guilty to the public intox. I wanted to stay and fight it and go to a jury trial because there's no way a jury would convict me. But they plant people in the juries. But people were telling me, more than one person told me, Ron, you need to get out of Arkansas. They're out to get you.
It's probably good advice. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, in Arkansas, there's no chance of fighting back. You know, if I was in a similar situation in New Hampshire, I'd fight, but I'd have people backing me.
Yeah, man. So you ended up running to Georgia after that, after serving whatever. What was the sentence, by the way, on the plea deal?
I didn't. I had to pay like, you know, I owe $900 in court costs and fines and stuff. And,
like, all right, well, I'll pay it remotely. I'm out of here. Thank you for calling and sharing your story tonight, Ron. I'm sure a lot of people this resonates with who've had to deal with corrupt cops. And a lot of us have. A lot of us have done block and try to help people know their rights. Like, always record video, which he did. So good job on that. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.